Tell me about winter weather.
Well, do you see those snow fences out there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When I moved here, we had to replace some of those. So we replaced that with those tall poles, and then part of the crew came up here to do it. At one time, the railroad had snow fences across this area, which were about 24 feet high, and these are about 35 feet, maybe 40 feet high. And the snow was over those fences when I lived here.
God.
That's what I thought. I couldn't see out of here. The snow would go around me like this, and I was just like an inverted ice cream cone. I was this little thing down here. I could walk all around my house, but then right out in front, on certain times, periods of time, I would have to chop out each morning to get out to go to the car, which was on the other side of the depot. And I was working back and forth between Denver and Frisco and Dillon. And I was a Mayflower agent at that time. So I was going around to all of these houses to bid on these people moving out of these areas, you know. Then I couldn't find the people who were supposed to work for me because it was a good skiing day. They went up on the slopes, and there you were. But anyway, at that time, it was difficult to get out of this house. We had three of those kinds of winters.
And the snow would get like 20 feet deep?
Oh, it was more than that.
My goodness.
But at the drift. Now, that was the drift. The meadows could maybe be almost bare. Mm. But then it
would just blown
where,
up.
Uh-huh.
Now, what? I wonder if you had a name for different winter storms. You had like a blizzard?
We had blizzards. And we had, what are the winds, the warm winds that melt things and make it, Chinook winds that make a different kind of weather, you know, and then you have...
Now, when do they usually come?
In the spring.
In the spring, January?
Early spring, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Early spring.
Okay.
And
blizzard is just a snow with a lot of driving wind?
It can just simply be wind picking up snow.
It's
not
it's
even
not
snowing.
Even falling.
Right. It just redistributes it.
My goodness. Do you have different types of snow that will fall? I'm wondering if you have different names for snows.
Well, we have heavy snow. We have corn snow. We have corn meal.
What's corn snow and corn meal?
Well,
tell me about that.
It's heavier. I mean, it's a drier snow. And it just, it isn't hail. It's between hail and snow. But there's very little moisture in it. We call it corn meal snow.
My goodness, I have never heard that expression.
Is that right?
That's wonderful.
And it's just about that consistency and just about that dry. And it does nothing.
Would they ever call it a powder, or is that kind of a ski slope?
Well, that's a different snow. That has some moisture in it, but this other doesn't have anything in it.
Would they have a name for wet snow, or just call it
heavy?
Heavy snow.
Heavy
is
snow.
What they call wet.
Well,
snow.
We call it wet snow. This is a heavy wet snow.
Okay. How cold does it get here in the wintertime?
Well, we had 54 below.
Below?
Zero. Here, about maybe 8 years ago. And my house did not freeze. My plumbing didn't freeze, and almost everyone else's did. But I had my own little way of handling this sort of thing. I put a heat lamp down over the pipes on the outside, and buried it in a, you know, 5 or 10 gallon drum of the lard and that sort of thing comes in. Cut a hole in the top of that and insulated that. Put this hot heat lamp in there,
so it wouldn't
in two
catch
different
anything on
places.
Fire.
That's right, and insulated it, and that kept this house just as warm as toast.
Oh,
and the fellas just razzed me to death. Oh, Lordy, that'll never work. That'll never work, and it did. I finally got some pats on the back for my own little trick.
For being smart.
Well, I couldn't dig for it. See, I had to do this early on and get it taken care of. And it was fixed so that I could, if I had to replace the bulb, I could. But those heat lamps put a lot of burden on your light bill, but you don't freeze up.
You know, and that's worth it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.